Ghana and South Africa have expressed satisfaction with their current state of bilateral relations, founded on shared values of mutual respect, commitment to democracy, good governance, the rule of law, and respect for human rights. In a joint communique issued at the end of President Jacob Zuma's state visit to Ghana, both countries welcomed the tangible and significant progress made in the fields of energy, science and technology, trade and industry, tourism, agriculture and transport, Seth Eyah reports.
The 14-point communique touched on the bilateral agreement and the three MOUs signed between the two countries. The leaders urged their relevant ministries to take the necessary measures to implement them. Ghana's Foreign Minister, Hanna Tete, presented the communique.
The two heads of state further expressed their satisfaction with the substantial contributions made by the two countries towards the inception, preparation, coordination and winning of the Square Kilometer Array bid and the continued collaboration between the two countries in the design of the SKA implementation strategy and the Africa Very Long Baseline Infometometry Program. On economic relations, the heads of state expressed satisfaction with the continuously expanding bilateral trade and direct investments, as well as progress made in consultations aimed at unlocking bottlenecks in market access. They further discussed global economic developments and agreed on the need for African countries to have a greater voice in the Bretton Woods institutions and other influential economic groupings and organizations.
In the communique, the two leaders resolved to work together and speak with one voice on regional and international peace and security.
The heads of state have agreed to continue political dialogue on issues of international concern and to share common positions on peace and security, peacekeeping, reconstruction and development at key multilateral fora, including the AU and the United Nations. They discussed regional issues of mutual concern, in particular the situation in Mali and the broader Sahel region, the Central African Republic and the Eastern DR Congo, and affirmed the necessity of strengthening the capacity of sub-regional groupings and the AU to promote peace, security, stability and development on our continent. The two heads of state affirmed their support for the United Nations organization and renewed their commitment to the Ezulwini Consensus on the reform of the United Nations Security Council.
President Zuma has since left Accra. Seth Eyah, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, President John Mahama has accepted invitation by President Jacob Zuma to visit South Africa to receive the 2013 Africa Peace Award from the African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes next year.